This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Today's show is once again about something that happened to me personally that was very embarrassing, as well as very painful and difficult to live through. I had begun to develop extreme weakness in my body that came upon me because the muscles in my legs had severely atrophied, to the point where I had a layer of skin just hanging off my thighs. Just imagine how I felt when I looked at my emaciated body in the mirror, then heard the Lord lovingly tell me that it had happened because I'd allowed myself to get very bitter about everything in my life. When I heard that, I was broken. But God came to my rescue, even in the middle of my sin, and quickly healed my body and my soul. Today, I'm going to show you that the Bible proves that bitterness can cause you to literally lose your strength, energy, vitality, and even your muscle mass. But more importantly, I'm going to lead you into a time of prayer and healing so you can break that assignment off of your life and walk in new levels of vibrant health. So I've been pretty healthy and fit my whole life, even though I had that long period where I was a major drug addict. I still was, you know, very active, very strong. I was out riding motorcycles every day, robbing people. Hey, that takes a lot of energy out of a person. That's quite a workout by the end of the day, toting all that weaponry around, you know? Anyway, I have been mostly healthy my whole life. You know, before and after the drug episodes, I would work out and take care of myself. I actually was considered a pretty strong person for my size. I know I look small, but I actually had unusual strength for my size most of my life. So you can imagine it was quite shocking and hard for me to deal with when I went through a period where I lost my strength. It seemed like over a 2-year period of time, I began to severely decline in the strength and the vigor and the energy in my physical body. So much so that, like, if I would lift up a box, I couldn't do it. I mean, I'd actually have to ask my husband to come and help me, which is like... Hello, don't be such a girl, right? I mean, I had never had any issues like that before. I could lift anything. I had no problem. Sometimes I would have to do the partial lift, you know, turn it up on the side, hold it with your knee, lift it up a little bit higher against a wall or something, grab it again. I mean, come on. It's like, how old are you, Grandma? You know, it was like ridiculous. It was almost embarrassing. I almost didn't want to say anything to anybody because everybody thinks I'm so tough. Well, I ruined the image. Now, you know, I didn't want to tell anybody that I was losing this strength. It was embarrassing, and it was disheartening to me. I was like, what's going on? And it was especially too in my legs. I mean, I would start to walk upstairs, and after 2-3 stairs, I'd have to stop. Hello? 2-3 stairs? Wimp. All right, what's up? I'd have to stop. Sometimes it gets so bad, I would, like, start spinning and feel like I was literally going to collapse. And I was like, what is happening to me? And people would say, oh, you're getting old, Kate. I'm like, I don't believe that. God didn't intend for us to get old like this. Job 21 says we're supposed to go to the end of our days. It says one dies fully at ease and quiet, bones full of marrow and moistening, you know, breasts full of milk. We're supposed to be strong and full of vigor till the very last day, the appointed day we go to be with the Lord. Amen. It's not the will of God that we would age to the part where we would lose our strength, not be able to play with our grandchildren and our children and enjoy our lives. That is not God's will. And I believe God's bringing us into a season where he's going to start strengthening the church physically in unusual ways as more resurrection power begins to flow into your bodies. Amen. So I had this issue and I was like, I couldn't figure it out. And it was quite distressing to me. Well, then God showed me what it was when I was on tour. I went out on tour, and I was getting ready for the event. And you know, when you're, some of these hotels have those horrible closet doors. You know, the ones with the full-length mirrors on them? I don't have that at home. I see myself from the waist up in my bathroom. That's it, right? You know, it's almost as bad as, like, going in those hotel rooms is almost as bad as, like, when you go into a dressing room. You know how horrifying that is, right? When you go into a dressing room to try out clothes, you either look really bad in the lighting and you scare yourself and don't want to buy what you were like thinking about buying, or you look really good because they're using one of those clown trick mirrors. So when you get home and you like try it on at home, you're like, it didn't look like this. Clown trick mirror. Right? So I was in the hotel and it had those awful full-length mirrors on the closet door. So I'm in the bathroom and I'm in my underclothes and my clothes are hanging in the closet. So I walk across the hall to get it. And I, for the first time, saw myself with the full length thing. And I saw what it was happening to me. My legs had significantly decreased in their diameter from major muscle atrophy. It was so bad that I had like indentations in the muscle tissue. And it was so bad that there was flaps of skin hanging off my legs. It was horrible. I was shocked. And that answered my question. It's like, wow, this is why you can only walk up a couple stairs and you feel like you're gonna faint. Makes sense. You don't have any legs left. You have like little toothpicks. That's it. I was very distressed. I got dressed and I went to the meeting and did my best to just serve people while I was having this struggle inside myself. Then I remember, you know, the meeting was over the next day. I packed up my stuff. I got in the plane and I remember just sinking into the seat and going, oh my God, what has happened to me? What is this? And I began to pray and I began to pray and God showed me a vision. He showed me this vision of this glass of iced tea. And then he said, Numbers 5, she drank the bitter water. And I went, okay. And I went to the scripture in Numbers 5 and I read it. And this is what it said. It said, when the woman drank the bitter water, if she had sinned, then the curse of the bitter water came upon her. And then it said this, that her belly would swell and her thigh would rot. Oh my God. I looked at the word tea because I'd seen a glass of iced tea when I heard this scripture. You know what the word tea means? It means this, listen, a somewhat bitter aromatic beverage. God said, you've been still drinking the bitter water. And it's caused your thigh to rot. The curse of the bitter water had come upon me. Oh God, do you understand why I'm teaching you this? This bitterness can literally consume your body. It can consume your muscles. It can consume your bones. It can steal your strength. How many of you have had an unexplainable loss of strength and vitality? It's an epidemic right now. Did you see how many hands? Did you see how many people raised their hand just now? It's an epidemic. Because we live in this world, it's such a difficult world to deal with. There's so much contention. There's so many situations. There's so many debacles. There's so many problems. There's so many issues. But it doesn't matter in the end how many bad, horrible things and evil people may be in this world. It is up to us how we respond. And it's up to us to get healed of the ancient stuff that we were born with, the stuff that we don't even know about, because it is sabotaging our life, including literally causing you to lose your strength. And everybody says, ah, you're just getting old. No! I'm supposed to die, like Job 21 says. Bones full of marrow moistening, at ease and quiet, breasts filled with milk. I'm not supposed to die, what the next verse says in Job 21, in bitterness of soul. And neither are you. And I saw that and I went, oh my God, there's more. Because I'd already worked on a lot of it, but it was all that ancient stuff, you know. And so I just sat there and I said, Lord, I lean into you. I lean into you. I trust you. I know that you wouldn't show me this unless you were gonna fix it. And so I believe you. And so I sit here once again and I want to get rid of this next layer, and I pray it's the last. This next layer, Lord, and I just release your blood to wash me clean of every bit of bitterness that I've been having and every bit of bitterness that my ancestors may have been having in their soul. And I just lean into the cross and I lean and release the power of the resurrection dunamis inside of me so I can become what dunamis means, excellent of soul, and so my physical body can also receive that same power outflowing from my spirit into my body and giving me what dunamis means, the power to perform a miracle. And I just began to worship the Lord, and I prayed, and I did that for 3 days. 3 days straight. And at the end, I remember I came before the Lord and I said, did I get it? Is it gone? And I got quiet and I prayed, and he showed me a vision of that same iced tea glass, but this time it was totally empty. Now get this. I had gotten so weak. I work out. I take care of myself, you know. But I got so weak that I had not worked out for a long time because I just didn't have the strength to do it. So over the next 30 days, you know, I was recovering and I did not work out. I did not do anything different. But over the next 30 days, my muscle tissue grew back on its own. My skin tightened up and I've gotten stronger and stronger since. And that happened even without exercise. And now I am strong enough to go back to getting in shape and being active and things like that. And I'm getting even stronger and stronger every day. Can you say hallelujah? You know, a friend of mine is here, and I remember her coming over to my house. And this is before I understood about, you know, when you drink the bitter water, it can actually cause your thigh to rot. It was before I got my revelation. She came over to my house and she took me, you know, aside, and she kind of like put her britches down the side. She goes, look at this. What do you think that is? And there was literally a hole in her thigh. As I remember, it was almost the size of a fist. Huge muscle atrophy. Degeneration of the muscles. And she goes, what is that? I go, I don't know, man. But later on, I figured it out. When you drink the bitter water, it causes your thigh to rot. You'll have muscle atrophy, weakness, loss of strength, unusual weakness and frailty come upon you. Well, it's so great because, I don't know, about 3 months later, she started to do the bitterness soak. She started soaking all the layers of bitterness in her soul. And like 3 months later, she said, hey, I just want to let you know, that muscle atrophy, it just wouldn't stop. It kept on getting worse and worse and worse. But now it stopped. It hasn't gotten worse. And then about, I don't know, 5 days before this conference, I wanted to check with her. I said, hey, how's that doing? Has it actually started to grow back yet? And she goes, you know what? It has. It's not as good as the other leg, but it is getting better, and I'm believing for the full restitution of my body. It's working. Amen. It's working. There's a lot of diseases that have muscle atrophy and loss of strength that accompany them. You know, ALS is one of them. I don't know if you've ever heard of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. The body begins to get paralyzed slowly. Every part of your body begins to get paralyzed until finally you're completely paralyzed, your organs stop functioning, and you die. It's a terminal disease. Well, part of that disease is you get major muscle atrophy, right, because of the paralyzation of your muscles and the inactivity of them. Well, it's very interesting that many patients report that on the onset of the ALS disease, they develop a bitter taste in their mouth. I had a woman at our Big Ten event. She came in a wheelchair. She was diagnosed with ALS. She couldn't walk. She was paralyzed. She couldn't move. And when she got her soul healed, she was healed of that terminal disease, stood up out of her wheelchair, and walked. Can you say hallelujah?
You were talking about, you know, people that had bitterness in your life. And I didn't think I had bitterness, but you described a symptom of tiredness and weariness and fatigue. And I feel like I live in that. I'm 64 years old and I have a young family, but I felt like I was 70 or 80 years old, just dragging, like somebody pulled the energy plug out of me and I was just draining.
So let me tell you why that is. See, the Bible says, it talks about in Numbers 5, when you drink the bitter water, the curse of the bitter water will come upon you and your belly will swell, meaning weight gain. I've lost supernatural weight just by getting healed of bitterness. Without exercise or anything, I lost the weight supernaturally by getting healed of bitterness. And it says your belly will swell and your thigh will rot. Meaning you'll lose your strength. You'll have muscle atrophy. You'll begin to get weaker and weaker. And that had happened to me. My actual thighs had rotted so much I had indentations in my thighs. My skin was hanging off my legs. And it was because I was drinking the bitter water. And the curse of the bitter water had come upon me, and my belly had swollen, I'd gained weight, and my thigh had rotted. I'd gotten weaker. And when I relayed this story biblically to you, you got a connection from it.
Yes. At first, I didn't want to stand because of the bitterness, because I didn't know that was the root. You know, I guess a lot of times we don't know what the root is, but I understood the symptom. So then I stood up, and you asked for the saints, you know, under the tent to come and pray. And as they prayed for me... the power of God became to rise in me, and that power set me free. And I just began to weep because that freedom felt so good to me. It seemed like it had been forever, and then I realized what I had unloaded on my children, and my children were here tonight, and I felt so bad for my children.
You know, it's so neat how the family came up last night and relayed gently to Dad that, you know, his anger and his bitterness had become quite a burden for the family. And they felt helpless because they wanted to make him feel better and help him, but they didn't know what to do. And actually, you didn't even know what to do. It takes a miracle at that point, because these character bends are so ingrained in our soul, we need supernatural deliverance to get rid of them. Now, you told me that when you felt the bitterness lift, that instantly you felt strength pour into your body. Is that right?
Absolutely, strength. And then before we left last night, and I caught you, and I said, Katie, I feel like I'm 20 years old.
It's true.
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body, or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
All right, now receive. Ready? I'm going to break the curse off of you. So receive it right now. Lord, I break the curse of the bitter water in the name of Jesus. I command every time that their body has swollen up from the curse of the bitter water, that they would lose that swelling, either physically in the weight or in inflammation or cancer or any other disease. I speak to the curse of bitter water, and I command you, be broken now. In the name of Jesus now. In the name of Jesus now. I command every curse of thyroid, muscle atrophy, loss of strength, weakness, feebleness. Right now, you be broken in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to check your body. Check your body. Do you feel pain gone? Do you feel something shift in your body? Check your body right now. Try to do something you couldn't do before. Go ahead, check it. Try to do something you couldn't do before. Do you feel different? Sometimes you can't tell if you've been healed, but maybe you feel different. Maybe you know something's happened. This is my buddy Karen. All right. Turn and tell everybody your name, sweetie.
Karen Carden.
What happens, sugar?
I'm the girl that had a big hole in the left side of my hip. It was as big as a fist. As Katie said, it went all the way down to the bone. There was nothing left at all. And it's completely filled back in, even since I talked to you a few days ago.
She said that I talked to her like 5 days ago, and I asked her to check. And then she said, okay, yeah, I think it's growing back. It's just not the same as the other. And she said, when I got home, I checked again. She goes, it is now. It's completely filled in. Can we give Jesus a total praise? Oh, my God. It was as big as a fist.
I need you to stop what you're doing right now and just stand there for 2 minutes and receive this decree of fire into your soul. Believe it or not, this is how you get healed. You need to stop and give this prayer your full attention. I'm going to make decrees over you according to Scripture. Ready? In Acts 2 in the Amplified, it says that the fire of God came down and diffused into their souls. I command fire, dunamis fire, to diffuse into your soul right now, to burn up everything that is not of God and make you excellent of soul. I command his fire to change you so much that you will be transformed as Peter was when he went from being a betraying disciple to a mighty man of God. I release Malachi 4:1 on you, and I decree that all the wicked, evil things in your life are being burned up, and his fire is diffusing into your soul, and it will leave neither root nor branch behind. I command the fire to burn so brightly and so deep that every root in your inner man will be completely burned up, and you'll never be controlled by that bitter root again. I speak Malachi 3, verses 2 and 3 over you, that he, the Lord, is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. I decree that the fire of God is cleansing you, refining you, purifying you, and purging you of all unrighteousness. I decree your soul is being completely healed by his fire. Receive his fire right now. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, while that fire is burning up your chaff and you're being healed in your soul, we're going to go back to the conference so I can break the curses off of you. Stand in agreement as I make those decrees over you.
All right, so this is our last activation, and we're going to pray the blood, but then as the last part, you know what? I really think that for our breakthrough, that you need to come up to the altar. Amen. Let's come up to the altar and let's pray for, you know, every time that let's work on our words, that we used our words and our attitudes to drink the bitter water and that the curse of the bitter water came upon us. Amen. Now I'm going to read Ephesians 4:31. It says, let all bitterness, indignation, wrath, passion, rage, bad tempers, resentment, anger, animosity, quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, slander, evil speaking, abuse, blasphemous language be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will, and baseness of any kind. Now pray it with me. Say, Lord, let all bitterness, indignation, wrath, passion, rage, bad temper, resentment, anger, animosity, quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, slander, evil speaking, abuse, blasphemous language, malice, spite, ill will, be banished, be banished, be banished from me by the power of the blood and the power of dunamis. Take it all out of me, God. I don't want it anymore. I'm here on my knees before you, repenting. Cleanse me. I'm desperate to be healed. I need my strength to be returned. My thigh has rotted. I've lost my strength. I've lost my vitality. I've lost my energy. I've lost everything in my physical being and peace in my soul because of bitterness. I refuse to drink the bitter water. Heal me of it now, Lord, and then break the curse of the bitter water. Remember what I told you about dunamis. Dunamis comes in different levels of power, different levels of power. Jesus told the disciples when he ascended up in heaven, he said, go to the upper room, tarry there until the power from on high comes down and clothes you. That word power is dunamis. Dunamis power. And then what happened when they went to the upper room? It was dunamis that came down, but it came down in the form of fire. Fire came. And in the Amplified Bible says that fire diffused into their souls, because that's what dunamis fire is. It goes in there and it burns up the wounds of bitterness so that they never come back. It burns up the chaff.
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body, or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Do you have a friend or loved one in prison? I'd love to send them a free copy of my book. Just log on to katiesouza.com and fill out a prisoner book request today. You know, when I got healed in my soul of the bitterness that was making my muscles atrophy, I didn't feel it right away. But over the month that followed, not only did my muscles grow back, but my skin tightened and I regained my strength too. Now, I know that my recovery happened supernaturally because I didn't even exercise once. I believe right now you're on your way to a full recovery too. See you next week.